100 UTC, right here on VOA 1 The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Katie Weaver. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak slowly, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the show, Gina Bennett brings us Ask a Teacher. She answers a question from Mohammed, who wonders about the English word call. Dan Friedel has a report about American country music star Randy Travis. And we close our show with an American story. We continue with the exciting series, A Princess of Mars, by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Part 3 coming up. But first, a report about recent and extreme weather around the world, and what climate scientists might tell us about it. Here is Dan Novak with the story.
In recent months, reports of extreme weather have reached new levels. Some climate scientists say they cannot remember when the world had so much extreme weather. In Brazil, for example, flooding killed at least 100 people and damaged the southern city of Porto Alegre. Voters and politicians in India are facing heat as high as 46 degrees Celsius during national elections. A heat wave caused officials to close schools in the Philippines. Thailand has reported deaths from record heat. Weather experts are also reporting high heat in Indonesia, Malaysia, the Maldives, and Myanmar. Record temperatures hit many parts of Africa, too. In the United States, the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center recently put a message on social media service X. It said April had the second highest number of tornadoes for that month ever recorded. Jonathan Overpeck leads the School for Environment and Sustainability at the University of Michigan. He said it is not surprising to see worsening climate extremes so early in the year. The climate expert added, "If this record pace of warming continues, 2024 will likely be a record year of climate disasters and human suffering." Some scientists have been saying that when the world is warmer, it is likely to have more extreme weather. They call these climate events, including record heat and rainfall. They say climate change is also changing where and when weather events take place. Alvaro Silva said that leads to rainy and hot systems staying over areas for longer periods. Silva is a climate scientist at the World Meteorological Organization based in Geneva. Climate scientists have reported 13 straight months of record high ocean temperatures as a possible influencer extremes. Recently, the European Climate Service Copernicus reported the 11th record-breaking month in a row for the world's average temperature. The average global temperature of 15 degrees Celsius in April beat the old record from 2016 by 0.14 degrees Celsius. Copernicus's data dates back to 1950. Last month was 1.58 degrees Celsius warmer than what climate scientists call the pre-industrial period of the late 19th century. Countries signing the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015 set a goal of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Several influences play a part in the recent extremes. Silva said, climate change is the most important one. In the first 5 days of May, 70 countries or territories broke heat records, said climatologist Maximiliano Herrera. He follows temperature records across the world. Recently in Southeast Asia, it was the hottest May night ever, Herrera posted on X. Parts of Thailand did not drop below 31 degrees Celsius. Many African nations are also facing extreme heat. Herrera said it reached 47.5 degrees Celsius in Kayes, Mali. The capital of Niger, Niamey, had its hottest May night, and Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, had its hottest night for any month. The heat in Brazil affected cities like Sao Paulo and kept a rainstorm from moving over the country's south. Francisco Aquino, a climatologist at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, said that caused the weather to become dangerous. There was also an increase in humidity from the Amazon River area, which Aquino called flying rivers. The flying rivers are air currents that carry a lot of water vapor. These caused clouds to generate extreme rainfall, he said. April also brought the heaviest rains ever recorded to the United Arab Emirates. Parts of major highways flooded, as did Dubai International Airport, the world's busiest airport for international travel. I'm Dan Novak.
An American country music star has used artificial intelligence to make music again, years after suffering a stroke. Randy Travis is 65 years old. He was a popular country music performer in the 1980s and 1990s and won several Grammy Awards during his career. But in 2013, he went to the hospital with a heart problem and later had a stroke. The stroke made it hard for Travis to speak. He has not made music since his stroke until now. On May 3rd, Travis released a new song with the help of artificial intelligence, or AI. It is called Where That Came From. Nashville, Tennessee songwriters Scotty Emmerich and John Scott Sherrill wrote the song. Chris Lacey is co-president of Warner Music Nashville, the company that produces Travis's music. Lacey said she contacted Travis's wife, Mary, and asked, "What if we could take Randy's voice and recreate it using AI?" "We were all over that. So we were so excited," Mary Travis said, about the chance to hear her husband's voice in a new song. "All I ever wanted since the day of the stroke was to hear that voice again." Lacey talked with computer programmers in London about making an AI system that could recreate Travis's voice. They produced two models. One model used 12 vocal samples from Travis's career, and the other used 42 samples. There was a lot of material to work with. The singer's first big record, Storms of Life, came out in 1985. Travis's longtime music producer is Kyle Laning. He said, "Where That Came From was a song that fit Travis's way of singing. When Travis was at the top of his career, he was known for a more traditional kind of country music. It was a contrast to the pop country songs that were popular in the late 1980s. Laning talked about the process of making the song. First, another singer recorded the song in what is known as a demo. Then the AI system analyzed the song and applied Travis's voice to it. "I really wish somebody had been here with a camera," Laning said about the experience of watching the computer apply Travis's voice to the song. "And it was stunning to me how good it was right off the bat." Laning said some parts of the sound created by the computer were not authentic to Randy's performance. Laning worked with Casey Wood, a recording engineer who knew Travis well, to get it right. The two music professionals used sound parts from both vocal models. They made changes to the speed of some of the sounds. Laning said Travis is a laid-back singer, so they had to slow down some parts. They wanted to keep an old soul quality in Travis's voice. Laning said they were able to improve on the AI version, and Mary Travis said the final version of her husband's song is much different than what happens when a computer programmer uses AI to create something without permission. She called the producers and engineers' work on the project the human element. She added that her husband had a thoughtful look on his face when he first heard the song. "I think he went through every emotion there was in those 3 minutes of just hearing his voice again," Mary Travis said. I'm Dan Friedel.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Muhammad about the word call. Dear teacher, hi, my name is Muhammad. I hope this email finds you well. First of all, I'd like to gratefully thank you because of your attempts and commitment. I'm writing to ask about the word call. I often face this word in different shapes: call, call in, call for, etc. And I've understood that it has lots of meaning that is challenging for me. I would appreciate if you let me know the differences between the different meanings of this word. Best regards. Thank you for writing, Muhammad. This is a very good question. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary lists almost 50 definitions for the word call. It is, as you say, a challenging word. We cannot talk about all the meanings of call, but we have time to look at some of the more common ones. Note that call can be both a noun and a verb. The verb call is much more common and has many more meanings. Call is a communication verb. We use it to talk about speaking and writing. One simple meaning might be to contact someone by phone. I need to call my wife. Call me back later. We can also use call to ask someone to come to us. For example, there was an accident. Call the police. It's late. Let's call a taxi. Very often, call describes someone or something. Usually, it is linked to an unpleasant description. For example, I would not call the man bright. It's not nice to call people stupid. We often use call in the passive voice when we do not want to say or do not know who is causing the action. The show has been called long and boring. Some phrasal verbs also use call, such as call for, call out. These are very common in news writing. Call for means to plan something or demand that something happen. The organization called for a members' meeting. This calls for change. Call out means to criticize someone or ask them to explain their actions. For example, the man was called out for being rude. The teacher called out the students who were late. We also use call in many expressions, such as call in sick, call it a day, call it quits, call into question, and call the shots. But we are out of time now. In other words, we have to call it quits. We hope this explanation has helped you, Muhammad. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Gina Bennett.
And now, an American story. Here is part three of A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Another of the large airships exploded high. Members of the crew fell to the ground. The huge ship lost control and began turning again and again. Soon, it was close to the ground. The warriors climbed aboard the ship and began fighting the members of the crew who were still alive. Soon, the fighting stopped. The warriors began taking everything from the ship. At last, they brought a captive from deep within the ship. Two of the warriors had their captive by each arm. I wanted to see what new and strange form of life this creature would be. As they came near, I saw that it was a woman. She looked like a woman from Earth. She was young. Her skin was a light red, almost a copper color. I saw at once that she was extremely beautiful. She had a fine face, with large dark eyes and long black hair. As her guards led her away, she saw me for a moment. She seemed very surprised. Her face looked hopeful, but when I made no attempt to speak to her, her face grew sad, and she looked very small and frightened. As I watched her disappear into a building, I realized that Sola was near me.
John Carter, that woman will be saved for the great games that are held by our people. The games are long and cruel, and end in death for those captured in battle. Her death will be slow and painful. She will die for the enjoyment of all.
Sola's face seemed sad when she said this. I could tell by the way she spoke that she did not like the games, and did not want to see the young woman die. She was very different from the rest of her people. Sola, do you not like the games?
No, John Carter. My mother died in the games. That is a secret you must not tell anyone. The wall where Tars Tarkas found you held eggs that produce our young. All the children belong to the tribe. A mother never knows which child is hers when they come out of the egg. My mother hid the egg that carried me. It was not placed within the walled area. She kept her secret until after I was born. But others discovered her secret, and she was condemned to die in the games. She hid me among other children before she was captured. If this secret were learned, I too would die in the games. Before she left me, my mother told me the name of my father. I alone keep that secret. It would mean death for him as well as me. My people are violent and cruel.
The next day I entered the great room where the green Martians held meetings. The red woman prisoner was there too. Soon, the leader of the green Martians came into the room. His name was Lorquas Tomel. He began speaking to the prisoner.
Who are you? And what is your name?
I am the Princess Deja Thoris, daughter of Mors Kajak, the ruler of Helium. Our airship was on a scientific flight. We were to study the air and atmosphere. Without our work, the air on our planet would grow thin and we would all die. Why would you attack us?
As she talked, a warrior ran to her and hit her in the face, knocking her to the ground. He placed a foot on her small body and began laughing. I reached for the small sword I carried and rushed to attack the huge warrior. He was a strong opponent. But again, because of the low gravity on Mars, my strength was far greater than his. In a few short minutes, the green warrior was dead. I helped the young woman to her feet.
Who are you? Why did you risk your life to help me? You look almost the same as my people, but you wear the weapons of a green warrior. Who or what are you?
My name is John Carter. I am from the planet Earth. How I got here is a long story. I attacked that warrior because where I come from, men do not attack women. I will offer you my protection as long as I can. However, I must tell you that I too am a captive.
Come, John Carter, and bring the red woman with you. Let us leave this room quickly before some warrior attempts to stop us.
The three of us quickly returned to the building where I had spent the last several days. Sola then left to prepare food. Wulla sat in the corner and looked at the both of us. The young woman was afraid of poor, ugly Wulla. I told her not to fear him. Wulla is not only my guard, he is my friend. I have treated him with kindness that he has never known. As each day passes, he trusts me more. I now think he would follow any command I give. Sola has told me that all captives are held until they can die in the great games held by the Green Martians. Our only chance to survive is to escape, but we must have Sola's help for our plan to succeed.
Yes, if we stay with the Green Warriors, we will both die. If we are to escape, we will need several of the animals to ride. It will be our only chance.
I have several of the animals. They were given to me when I became a warrior. Sola came back later with food for the two of us. Deja Thoris and I asked for her help. The three of us talked long into the night. At last, Sola gave us her answer.
Your best chance for escape will be in the next 2 days. We will leave this city tomorrow and begin a long trip to the home of our tribe. I will help you escape, but I must come with you. I will be killed if you escape.
Sola, of course you must come with us. You are not cruel or violent, as many of your people are. Help us, and I can promise you a much better life. You will be treated with respect as an honored guest.
The next morning, we rode away from the city on our animals. More than 1,000 animals were carrying the huge tribe of green Martians. Also in the group were one American, one princess of the royal house of Helium, our guard Sola, and poor, ugly Wula. Late that night we left the camp. One animal carried me, another Sola and Princess Deja Thoris. Wula followed close behind. We rode quickly through the Martian night. I looked into the sky and saw Earth across the great distance of space. Since I had met the Princess Deja Thoris, I had not thought once of Earth or home. I knew then that I would never willingly leave her. The next morning, I could see that we were being followed by several hundred of the Green Warriors. Our animals were very tired. I knew we must stop. I told Sola and the princess to take the stronger of the two animals and ride away. I will hold back the Green Warriors as long as I can. Wula, go with them and guard them with your life.
We can't leave you alone. It would be certain death if you are captured again. You must come with us.
Sola took the princess by the arm and lifted her on top of the animal she had chosen. Quickly, she began riding away. For a moment, Wula looked at me, then turned and ran after them. I took out my rifle from its case. I began firing to slow the Green Warriors. I was able to slow them for more than an hour, but then I had no more ammunition. Soon I was surrounded. A Green Warrior got off his animal and came toward me. He pulled out his long, thin sword. I reached for mine. As we neared each other, I saw it was Tars Tarkas. He stopped and spoke to me very slowly.
You will die here today, John Carter. It is I who must kill you. Know that I will take no pleasure in your death.
That's all the time we have for today's show, but join us again tomorrow for another VOA Learning English program. Thanks for listening. I'm Katie Weaver.